Hey, step into the neutral zone with PH7 because we've got an interesting show. And we also have at 6:30 we have Ashra Hart, you know, healing with sound. You know, she's going to be coming on, and we're Skyping it because she's off to warmer climes for a bit of a break and some walking blues. I've got Ashra Hart. She's going to be coming up shortly. Yeah, definitely. And if you want to check her out, go to www.ashrahart.net and you can check her out because she'll be coming on shortly. Yeah, we're getting the Skype connection hooked up, so I'm just going to play one more song, and it's a little bit of a summer one. It's Big Straw Hat. Aaron Albina with Big Straw Hat, thinking about summer days. And I'm really happy to announce that we've got Ashra Hart hooked up on Skype. And now we're going to be talking about the Unity Codes and what sound can do for us, not just mentally, but also physically. And yes, hi Ashra, how are you?
I'm really good, Patrick, how are you?
Very good, and I'm really glad that we got this Skype connection hooked up. I have to confess is that this is my first ever Skype interview with an artist like you. So that's all good, and we've got your I've got your link here at www.ashra, and that's Ashra Hart, Hart.net, and any listeners out there, you know, check out the link and listen to what Ashra has to tell us. Tell us a little bit about the Unity Codes.
Okay, so the Unity Codes is it's an audio which is basically it's sound healing, which is based on the frequencies that I work with, which are the solfeggio, and it's tuning forks that you're listening to, and it has ocean in the background. So the ocean's very good for helping you get into a deeper place of breathing in your body. And the frequencies, when I created that audio, I was already sound healing for quite a few years, and I wanted to replicate as closely as possible an actual physical sound healing session. And so you have one frequency played to one ear, and you have another frequency played to the other ear, and then the frequencies cross over. And they have a difference of 111 hertz, which is amazingly beneficial for the body in so many ways. And this is already used in therapies across the planet. And most people don't realize that. They kind of think sound healing is this kind of new thing, and you know, but it's been around for forever because we've been around forever, and the planet's been and universe has been around forever too.
We're definitely tuned into that harmonic, and that's why I found, you know, your site so interesting. Is that, yeah, in tune, because we're just like part of a greater harmonic that's radiating all around us. Now, you've sent us an MP3 player with some of your music, and we're going to play that to the listening audience before we get back into our little conversation, just so that they'll have an idea of what they're listening to and what you're all about and that bigger, grander harmonic. And yeah, so let's listen to a little bit for a couple of minutes just to get people into the audio of your mind.
Just getting into the vibe.
Definitely, you know. And I think we're almost ready. Yes, we're ready to go.
Great. It has a little bit of an intro, so yeah.
Cool. That's even more important. Set the pace.
Beautiful. And if anyone's listening at home, they can always put the headphones on. It's more effective with headphones.
Deeply resonates right into the primeval being that is humanity.
Hmm. Yeah.
I've got my headphones on, and I'm getting some resonances you know, through those tuning forks. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's just me where I'm sitting on my chair, but we're definitely getting some resonance.
Yeah, you feel it in your body?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, definitely. I'm feeling it all right. Kind of like right, just below the solar plexus. You know, just
oh, interesting.
In that area, that's where it seems to be, kind of like divining to.
Yeah, yeah. The frequencies are amazing because what they do is they go to wherever the body's out of balance, and they will recalibrate.
Well, I'm so out of balance, you know, I need some recalibration, and this just might get me retuned in, and here we got some more coming.
Yep. And what we're actually listening to is, it's an ambisonic headphone mix, it's a binaural mix, and this is new technology. It far surpasses 7.1, 8.1 surround sound. It's actually how the body naturally hears
and feels.
So we can talk about that when you know, you stop playing it and we come back on, because that's, you know, all my work is about how the body naturally needs to connect with itself, because we're so out of balance with all the technology, and our lifestyle, the Western lifestyle, has very much disconnected us from our body, disconnected us from our true potential, and ultimately disconnect from the earth and our divine connection. So it's a great antidote.
Yeah, it just helps us get retuned, so to speak, reconnected with our inner self, if I can use that, or inner being, or our primeval self, if I may use those terms.
Yeah, exactly. And basically balance out the hemispheres of the brain. There's already research that has shown from a couple of universities, Princeton and UCLA, showing the benefits of 111 hertz on the brain. And it takes you into a right side, a temporary shift into the right brain, and it locks down the speech center, so you really get inward. And it also helps stimulate the part of the brain relating to empathy, which is very good for us right now, because a lot of people walking around saying, oh, I don't give a shit about anything, you know. And so it's helping particularly the kids who may be eating genetically modified food, because 111 hertz frequency is missing in the voice. So yeah, it's got a lot of amazing benefits. Already used in therapies for drug addiction, getting off heroin. Pete Townsend got off heroin in 1983 using the frequencies. We're using 111 hertz, I should say.
I find that's seriously interesting, especially when you're saying, like, to help, you know, the young people reconnect, you know, processed food. And you mentioned something that was missing in the voice, that those 110 hertz, you know, naturally.
It's 111. Yeah, and it's missing if you eat genetically modified food. They've done voice signature analysis, and 111 is like our connection to the divine. It's our connection to feeling connected inside, and it's a connection to our divine self, but also it's our connection to bliss. You know, 111 produces an endorphin release in the body. So that's why it's helpful for drug addiction, and that's why it's very good for boosting self-esteem and depression. It's very good for insomnia. The Russians have been using it since the 40s. So I do feel it's one of our major keys for humanity right now, you know, to help get us literally back on our feet, get back in our bodies, get out of our head, into our heart, be a decent human being, get on with doing something that works on the planet rather than trashing our own backyard.
For sure. Now, you mentioned one thing about genetically modified food. And unfortunately, you know, you've hit it right on the head, that the powers that be have chosen food as their weapon of choice. He who controls the food controls humanity. It's basically that simple. Petrochemicals and the pharmaceutical industries and all of them, they're all part of a big complex. But it's the food. Yeah. It's the food, and that will motivate human beings more than anything.
Yeah, and it's pretty serious, because genetically modified food also locks down the protein receptors in the body. And if you control the protein absorption into the body, you control the brain chemicals that get stimulated or not stimulated, and then you create addiction. And so there's a huge knock-on effect simply from controlling the way we absorb protein. And this has been documented quite widely. So it's quite interesting to know the health side, because you know you have to change the fish water in the fish tank in order to be able to save the fish if they're sick, if that makes sense.
That makes loads of sense. And again, you know, in a world full of addictions, and they go beyond just, you know, the major suspects, you know, heroin, crack cocaine, and, you know, alcohol and things like that. But, you know, the subtle addictions, you know, people who get addicted to sugar, you know, things like that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And the fact that we're not educated to know what causes cancer. It doesn't just happen to you. You know, it's actually a choice and a lifestyle choice that we can actually reverse and change, which I think is very empowering.
Well, I think that, you know, the information, even though we have readily access to, you know, overwhelming amounts, that I still think that let's just say that if they're in the know, they don't want everybody else to be in the know, because there's no profit in everybody knowing, so
that's
to speak.
Right.
I find that, you know, profit seems to be the main motivator for any of the industries that we're, you know, the food industry, the petrochemical industry, the pharmaceutical industry, or even the entertainment industry. You know, they give us our little doses to keep us happy.
Yeah. So are we back on now?
Oh, we're on anytime you want. Yes, Ashra.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. I thought you were still waiting for the music to the frequencies to play.
Okay. Yeah. Now we're going live.
Great.
Yeah. Live.
Cool.
Yeah. Now we're going live.
Yeah.
Okay. Just waiting to turn it off.
Okay, I got you.
The audience can hear us talking, Ashra, even with the music playing in the background.
Oh, very cool. Okay, I wasn't aware that. I wasn't sure whether that you were just playing the track. Okay, great. And have to repeat myself.
Yeah, no, all good, all good. Hey, let's keep this as natural and as real as possible, because what I'm hearing, yeah, it's connecting. It's connecting to little spaces and places. You know, maybe it's that vibration from those tuning forks. Okay, tell us a little.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit in detail, a little bit about the Unity Codes and how you feel that this can be beneficial, not just for your personal self, but for all those other little examples that you made about the addictions and the awareness and, you know, getting back in tune with what we're all about.
Yeah. Well, the frequencies to go and look at it from a little bit more technical aspect and the scientific aspect. You're looking at basically everything in the universe is based on maths. And if anyone studied any kind of things like sacred geometry or Vedic maths, or indeed things like So you've got things like vortex-based mathematics. You've got... Are we good?
Yeah, we're great. I'm just listening here.
Right. All right. So there have been books that have come out, things like God's Secret Formula, which is Dr. Peter Plichter's work. He's a Dusseldorf chemist, and he put out a book in 97 called God's Secret Formula, and it talks about prime numbers. And in fact, if anyone's watched Contact, there was a scene in there where Jodie Foster, she finally got... the message from space, and it was all in primes. And this is the fabric of the universe. It's, you know, it's the blueprint of our body. It's the blueprint of nature, if people are familiar with the Fibonacci sequence or the phi ratio. And that is all a mathematical blueprint. So you can actually look at that at an atomic level. There was another book that came out, The Blueprint of Creation, which talks about my discovery of these number codes, if you like, based, embedded in the prime number cross. And the prime number cross relates to the four prime energies of creation. And it's basically a way of, I liken it to system software. So if say, for example, you have your IT guy come and see you, you've got a problem with your computer, it's not working efficiently, and he says, you know what, your hard drive is complete toast. You've got viruses on there, you've got Trojan horse, you seriously need your hard drive defragging, and you really need to reload the system software. And what the frequencies are, they're basically like your system software, because they are that mathematical blueprint in a form of sound. So when it transmits to the body, it's saying to the body, hey, body, remember, you are connected, because we're walking around feeling disconnected. We walk on tarmac. We wear shoes that insulate us from the earth energy. We're in our heads because of the technology. We're bombarded by frequencies from EMS, from mobile phones, decked cordless phones, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, all this kind of stuff. It interferes with our conversation with the earth. So as a result, we're very disconnected. So it's a way of helping send that message to the body. And sound is beautiful because it bypasses the doubting mind, and it helps rebalance the hemispheres of the planet. Sorry, rebalance the hemispheres of the body, of the brain. And that is hugely beneficial because we're too left brain, and we need to be more creative, more intuitive. And if we're more intuitive, then we're more in tune with ourselves, with each other, with the planet. And then we make better choices. And as a result of that, we secure a future on the planet, because right now we're doing stuff which is unsustainable, and we need something. This is a great tool to help us get in tune.
For sure. And, two of the universal, communication methods. One, pure mathematics. And, of course, music. That's something that resonates, and it's a true language unto itself. And, yeah. Definitely, I'm getting more tuned in. The more I'm listening to the undertone of the track that you sent us, I'm listening
Great.
To that, and then listening to your beautiful voice explain a little bit of this. Because you are so right, we are so disconnected on a mass scale.
Yeah,
and this is a method to get reconnected. One at a time, if that's what it takes. But yeah, get those resonance going. Now, if any of our listeners want to find out a little bit more detail about what Ashra is, Ashra is all about, can you give us some link up information?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I got on my path with sound. I started off as a jazz singer. And I really got that music was powerful. And I thought, well, I was asking this internal question, is there a sound or a series of sounds that we can give to the body that can help reconnect us? And it was funny because I never even had that conversation with a physical person. It was just something I was asking internally. And I was recording an album in Australia at the time, and this is 2001. And I'd already been studying sound for about 10 years at that point. But the album I was doing was based on different musical keys for different elements in the body. So, for example, the key of F for the fire element, which then benefits the heart, which is a related organ. And I was using harp, guitar and violin. And so I was doing that, and I had a dream like two-thirds of the way through the album. And the dream was basically saying, it's all about Ra. And I kind of didn't really understand what that really related to. But Ra, of course, that we've got the pyramids based on, the maths of Ra, which is pi and phi. And this all speaks to the body. The whole body's based on the phi ratio. So from that, I went back to America where I was living. And I met my mentor, Randy Masters, and he very much got me on my path with the frequencies. And as a result of that, he then also connected me with a gentleman called Alan Howarth of RaMusic.com. And he's produced a processor which is able to convert digital audio, and it helps then produce an audio which is phase shifted so that it actually benefits the body, speaks to the pi in the body, and it benefits the hydrogen element, which of course is the water element in the body, which then speaks to 70% of the body. And the frequencies are also they also speak to the physical constant of hydrogen. So they're impacting at that very deep level. And of course, water, if you think about it, you take the idea of the ocean. What, you know, the ocean, you could say, is an analogy for, or a metaphor for, the ocean of oneness that connects us all. So through feeling the ocean and speaking to the ocean in the body and helping the body literally let go of that contraction, that fear-based energy, when you ground and you get really into your body, then fear as an energy can't exist. And you are connected and you feel connected. Because, you know, if I say to you, oh, we're all one, it's a nice idea, isn't it? But ultimately, unless you actually feel that in every cell of your body on a daily basis, you know, you're not going to feel any different about your life. But once you feel connected, then you're not depressed. You feel focused. You feel happy in your life and you have a direction. I'm not saying that no one has a direction, but it just helps you make informed choices, and therefore you make choices which are sustainable, and they help for the benefit of everyone, rather than a kind of selfish pursuit where, you know, oh, I've got mine and I'm keeping my bit over here. And, you know, and we're in that massive time of change where we have an opportunity now to say, well, let's do what works, because everything else, you know, that is selfish is crumbling, and it has to, because we're on an evolutionary tip.
I agree with that, Ashra, for sure. Ashra, it's definitely true. We are at that tipping point, so to speak, and evolutionary, yeah. I think that we need to make a quantum flux as far as, you know, the next step goes, because as you pointed out rightly so earlier, the vast majority of us in the 7 billion and counting, one more, you know, how do we retune? We're so out of step with, you know, Mother Nature that we must reconnect. And personally, I think that this is a great way to kind of like retune. I'm going to be checking out a bit more of it myself, you know, probably after the show when I get home. I'm going to revisit it again and listen to it.
Awesome. And the audio you're listening to is actually, it's an Ambisonic 3D headphone mix. It's a binaural file. And what that means is it's using a way of processing the audio that is as closely as it can be to ambisonic. Ambisonic means, this is a term that was pioneered by Michael Gerson, who's an Oxford professor, who's no longer with us, sadly, but he pioneered DVD audio. And in the 70s, he developed this. And it's basically the most beautiful way of giving sound to the body. Because if I say to you 5.1, 7.1 surround sound, you know, this is a human concept of what we think is good for the body. And it's just like the idea of, oh, you want to set up your movie and you have all the surround sound so you feel like you're really in the movie. But actually, ambisonics is more beneficial to the body, and it creates a sonic immersive environment. So you're completely surrounded by the sound. And we've had amazing results with ladies in the States through an ambisonic speaker system. I'm working with Ilan Rosenman from Sound3D. And people have been getting very, you know, big shifts in a very short space of time, like just 20 minutes. Like one woman, she was in pain and for 3 days before she listened to the audio. And in just 20 minutes, she got pain-free. Another lady was feeling her pineal activating, which is what it does. It helps awaken the third eye. Another lady was feeling really turned on because it really does, you know, tune you more, connect you more into the bliss in your body, which is there if we tune in. And another woman, she said, oh, I feel like I've been sitting with my guru, Sai Ma, for a week, but instead of needing to sit in front of the guru, she's naturally accessing that bliss in her body direct, you know. So that audio is pretty special, and we've created a nature mix, so it's a journey through different nature sounds. So you just feel that connection with the earth, and that's really nice when you're particularly stressed in the office and you need somewhere to retreat to just to retune.
Definitely, and Ashra, I'd like you to, you know, relate to the listening audience as to how they can connect with you and check out some of this beautiful music that you have that seems to be like I got all kinds of, no, I'm serious.
Great.
I'm not kidding you, you know. It's like I've got like, you know, all these little feelings, you know, that I'm, because I've got the headphones on, so I'm getting it direct into the cochlea, right to the cerebral cortex, and it's starting to work.
Yeah. And if you know, if you have time afterwards and you close your eyes and you just go in and you work with the breathing a bit, it's amazing. You know, people have great results. We have, if people want to connect with me, they could come personally to Sonic Enchantment, which is a sound bath on Friday, and that's in London. If they go to the website and they look under the sound baths link, which is under about sound healing, sound baths, we're on Facebook as well, Sonic Enchantment. If they can't make that, or they're listening from abroad, then they can go to the media downloads page. So it's Ashira Heart, that's ASHERAHeart.net, WordPress about media downloads. And you will find a whole list of different guided audios, because I've been working with different experts from different fields in the last few years, combining the frequencies with different guided relaxations, different meditations for things like stress relief, breathing, to find your own natural breathing pattern. For fertility, we have 4 audios working with a hypnobirthing expert, 5 audios for pregnancy, preparing the body for pregnancy and celebrating pregnancy, and then bonding and breastfeeding with your baby afterwards. And other very cutting-edge products like Self-Pleasuring, which is working with Robert Silber. That's a beautiful sacred sexuality product. So to really treat your body as sacred and to really tune into the bliss, because a lot of people find that difficult to connect with. And so they can go to that. And I've also got a YouTube channel. So people could check that out as well, youtube.com/AshiraHeart.
Ashira Heart, thank you very much for stepping into the neutral zone with PH7. Live on opticalradio.net, and hopefully after you come back from your holiday, we can do this again, and if not live in the studio, we can always Skype it. And thank you.
Great. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for the opportunity to share what I'm doing in the world, and it's my passion, and I just absolutely believe it's a great tool for us, for humanity, to get back in tune. So check me out if anyone's listening.
We'll definitely check you out. And don't worry, they're listening out there. And I'd like to say good night, good luck for today and tomorrow, and go brightly into the night. Ashira Heart, thank you.
And thank you so much, Patrick.
All right. See you soon.
Yeah, ciao.
Ciao. Yeah, it all moves so quickly. And flies, you know, here 1 minute and gone the next, you know. And it's time for me to say good night. PH7 signing off from opticalradio.net. Thank you very much, Ashira Heart.